Even David Goggins, with his unbreakable mindset, stares at his shoes sometimes and doesn't want to get the workout in. But what drives people to do it anyway? Let's talk today about how to build that like unbreakable mindset and how to set non-negotiables and how to just make it happen and do the hard things. It's going to be a good one. Grab your coffee and let's get into it. Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back again.
Shit.
They're always with us. They ain't going nowhere. But today's topic is a good one, though. I'll give you that. Very interesting. It's your program, your brain's programmed to say that.
My brain is programmed to say welcome back. But what I'm trying to say is actually welcome. If you are new to our show, this is Candidly with Coffee, episode 504. And this is the show that gives you nutrition, fitness, life advice in a fun and relatable way, not in a boring science classroom type of way. So welcome.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Welcome to our show. How about that?
Yes. Welcome to our show.
But welcome back to all the loyal listeners as well.
Okay. Got to give them love too.
Yeah, we love them. All right, you guys. Shoot. It is another episode of Candidly with Coffee. And I didn't even get myself a drink. I just got done with a client live. So I feel like
you want me to get you an energy drink?
No, I'm okay. I'll be okay. I had my pre-workout already. I had an energy drink earlier this morning. But it is Saturday for us, and we are going to have our cheat meal after this. We're going to do burgers this week.
Yeah, I think I'm going to crush. You mean today, not this
today.
Week.
Today. Sorry.
That's See? Okay. I'm correcting you. But that's why the show is Candidly with Coffee. We're just keeping it real. I'm calling your ass out.
I'm going to struggle through this one. Sheesh.
I'll pick it up. I'm a little fired up. I had a good workout, good day. I love the topic that we're on today that we're going to talk about. And yeah, I think I'm going to crush two burgers today. What do you think of that, babe?
Are we going to go two? You're going to have two?
Yeah.
But they're double patties. Why don't you do a burger and like chicken tenders or something on the side?
Okay, I'll do that. I'll take your advice.
Yeah, it's good because you need to eat more than me. So go ahead. Go for it.
I'm not going to lie. I feel jacked. I'm feeling myself today. I was in the gym today. Look at this bad motherfucker in here walking around. The whole gym staring. Look at this savage.
Is that why you wore a tank top?
Yeah, look at his veins popping out. I'm ready for Miami. 6 weeks. Here we go.
Who are you trying to impress wearing a tank top?
All the ladies in the gym. Everybody. I want all the attention. All the smoke. I'm joking. People are like, this dude's crazy.
Didn't you have an ex-girlfriend before get jealous because you were wearing a tank top?
Yes. When I was like 19 years old, a wife beater, the tank top wife beater.
They used to call them that, by the way. We used to use terms that were politically incorrect in our day.
I know. Yeah, she got a little jealous. She's like, why are you wearing that? What the fuck you mean, why am I wearing? Because I feel like it. I don't need your permission to wear one.
She was embarrassed because she, not embarrassed. She was jealous because she thought you were trying to show off for the ladies.
Let's keep it real. Maybe. And maybe I was. I was a young dude. I was feeling myself. I was jacked at 19. I was working out, putting in work. I wasn't your average. I never wanted to be an average human being. I still don't want to be average. Neither do you. We're both the same.
So that must be what you're doing today, then. You're trying to impress the lady.
I got to see if I still got it. You know what I'm saying? Like, why not? Let's see who's next. I could snap in the gym. My cat's looking at the corner of their eye like, you think you're slick, girl. Come on.
Oh, I'm joking. My goodness. Did you take Alpha Brain today? You are like fired up. Oh, my goodness.
I did. That was this morning.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, you know what we're going to do, you guys? So since we're cutting, I'm going to make a protein dessert today because we're trying to not go crazy with the cheat meal plus like a dessert, but we always like to have a treat. So I'm going to make a cobbler, a raspberry cobbler protein style over some 1UP Nutrition vanilla Ninja Creamy ice cream. And I'm excited about that. But
guess
I'm going
to. I had today for lunch. Protein, peanut butter, and jelly sandwiches. People love that. I was just telling Los about that. He sent it to all his friends. I'm like, damn, that's fire. 50 grams of protein, less than 500 calories, two of them. You know what I'm saying? I tell people, you got to know the hacks, dude. You got to play with this stuff. Mm-hmm. Who says you can't eat what you love and be lean? I said that over 10 years ago, and you argue with me.
I did argue with you. I was, just eat the broccoli.
No, babe, you have to eat tilapia and egg whites and chicken breast and broccoli. No, there's got to be a way to eat what you love and stay fit and trim and lean doing it. And I was right, man. I didn't know how it was going to happen, but we got the hack now. We got the cheat code.
Yeah. You are quite busy these days with your coaching.
Yeah. Yep. I am.
So Mike takes consult calls. He gives consult calls free because he wants to see if you guys are a fit before he takes you on as a client, to be honest.
So, I want to see how serious you are, man. Like, if you're really ready for this.
Yeah.
And one thing is, my friend made a light bulb go off in my head, is like, some things you got to be willing to give up. And I want to see if you're willing to give that up. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear whining. I can't eat that, or I can't drink that. No, you can't. Not for now. Just chill. Just follow. Trust the process. Follow what I tell you, and you'll have great results. That's mm-hmm. it. I'm not telling you eat like a bird and eat things you hate. Actually eat things you love. But some things you're going to have to give up.
Yeah. So if EscoElite.com, he can book a call and find out if he'd be a fit, or send you a DM also. Is that a good way?
Yeah, for sure. If you ladies want to try your mm-hmm. hand work with me, I could flip you too. It's all the same. Plus, you get her knowledge as well.
Yeah, we do work as like a team, our business, the fitness and nutrition.
If you get knocked down, I'm going to lift you up.
But yeah, absolutely. So if you're interested and you might want to see if he's a fit for you, EscoElite.com, you book a call and get on the phone with him and figure it out. Maybe you and your husband, or just you by yourself, or your husband, or whatever. It doesn't matter. You're taking all clients.
Your husband can learn from me, and then he can show you and teach you along the way as well.
Yeah.
That part too.
Yeah.
Because once I show him, or you got the formula.
Yeah.
You teach anybody. I'm telling you, it's easier than people think it is. They make it hard, way harder than themselves. It's, you just got to get through the little lumps and mm-hmm. bumps along the way. And once you get it down, you're like, I wish I did this sooner. Like when I learned mm-hmm. from you, I was like, why didn't I do this sooner? Especially get on it, because summer's around the corner.
I know. I am doing a summer challenge, though, starting May 13th. There's going to be an 8-week challenge. My last challenge of the year, I think I'm going to take a break from the regular, like the actual challenges, and just go into normal subscription, back to normal subscriptions. So if you want to participate in a challenge, this is your last opportunity for 2024. And then I'll do like a 2025 transformation challenge. But
yeah,
exciting. And we're now, Monday will be our third long fast.
Yes, it will.
We're doing the fasting, and we're loving it so far. I know some of you guys have been asking. So we just decided to do one day a week where we do not eat our macros that day.
Hey, I like what you told me today, and it's been on my mind. Now it's resonated. My next tattoo to fill in the space is inflict adversity. So that way I stare in the mirror, inflict adversity. So if, let's just say we're fasting and for some reason it gets hard, I'm going to stare at that too, like inflict adversity, mm-hmm. face it head on, take mm-hmm. the bull by the horns.
Yeah, because it's good to practice putting yourself through challenges,
yes.
so that you keep yourself in a state of discomfort, because comfort, yep. I told this to my clients right before this podcast, was comfort kills growth. So if you're too comfortable, you're not growing. You're
stagnant. You're stuck in the mud. This morning when you're in the bathroom, I was taking a hot shower. I go, man, this water feels so comfortable, good. But guess what? Here comes the cold. Boom, hit that cold water, and it feels uncomfortable every time. But that's why I do it, because it's hard, it's challenging. Mm-hmm. And I know it's going to feel uncomfortable, because my brain, there's a thing called fight or flight, and that brain of mine wants to flight and talk myself out of it. Maybe not today, man. Maybe we'll take a break and do it tomorrow. Nah, we're doing it today. That because I don't want to do it, that's why I'm doing mm-hmm. it. Mm-hmm. That's the part I love about it. I'm not doing it for the dopamine and all the other stuff. I'm doing it because it's hard, the challenge of it.
You're probably doing it for the dopamine a little bit. You don't know that.
I want to do it because it's hard. It's challenging.
You do not know that. You come in all pep in your step with your little dopamine dump afterwards.
But that's not the reason I do it for.
That's not why you do it. It's an added benefit, though.
I guess, yeah.
I guess.
I just remember what Joe Rogan says. Do the hard shit. We must do the hard shit. And he says he hates doing it, because I hate doing the cold plunge, but I must do it every day. I don't care how hard it is. I have to do it. So I'm in the same attitude. I got to do it.
All right, you guys, moving on to the hot coffee topic. I will keep this coffee brief so that no one has to go pee their pants.
That's funny.
Anyways, so there's this stupid new trend, and people are just dumb. They're just dumb. I'm sorry.
You mean humans?
TikTok. Just dumb.
Oh, of course it's TikTok.
I just can't. Everybody's talking about how there's a new drink that helps you lose 40 pounds in a month, and it's called Ozempic.
Oh my God, here we go. Dude, sometimes I want to say, humans, my fellow people, how gullible are you, please? Come on, we can't be this fucking stupid.
It is oats, water, and lime juice, and it can help you lose 40 pounds in as little as 2 months.
Okay, just the drink alone? Is that what we're doing every day?
Yeah, like obviously, if you replace a meal with oats, water, and lime juice, you're going to cut your calories.
Yes.
I mean, if that's what you're eating every day for 2 months.
Who's going to do that? I want to place bets how many people are going to succeed at this. 99.999999% are going to fall flat on their face. So do it for a day or two and crumble. Don't try, people. It's ridiculous. Reminds me of, remember the Hollywood diet was a drink? Do you remember that stupid-ass diet? And then the South Beach diet.
My mom used to do all those stupid cayenne pepper drinks, lemon water, stupid-ass stuff.
Honey, lemon water, yes, cayenne pepper.
I just think it's funny that they used the name Ozempic because people will automatically think, oh, is this going to work?
Yeah.
So I saw some ads, too, on Instagram for this GLP-1-inducing medication. It's not Ozempic, but it's... they're using that because it's clickbaity right now. GLP-1, yes. Semaglutide, Ozempic. Yes. So now supplement companies are trying to like, oh, maybe we can get people to think, oh, they could take this and it's going to be like Ozempic. So it's like this GLP-1, supposedly it stimulates GLP-1, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, God.
I can imagine us. I can vision us. I'm a visionist. I'm going to say it now. We're going to be sitting on the porch. Nice sunny day with our coffee, just laughing all these idiots trying these diets and falling left and right. Sorry, you guys, but I'm a clown because they're going to fail. They're all going to fail. You can't do that. That's like all of a sudden you go from the couch eating bonbons, Cheetos, ice cream, all the junk food in the world to I'm going to go to the gym 7 days a week. All of a sudden I'm going to start eating macros on point. Not going to happen. There's steps to that. You're not going to all of a sudden overnight just change. No. Not going to happen.
I know. I just can't. I honestly get so annoyed with the dumb trends that people believe. And they're like, oh, my God.
They're so gullible.
I'm going to lose 40 pounds in 2 months.
Why are people so gullible?
I don't know.
Remember on our walks, we would see signs? Mm-hmm. Lose 30 pounds in 30 days. We're like, dude, I want to wring this person's neck selling this bullshit. Mm-hmm. Really? Listen, I have friends who are professional fighters. You know how hard it is to lose that kind of, they can't even cut that weight in 30 days. That's hard to do.
30 pounds in 30 days is a lot. I remember when I lost my 100 pounds, I had a lot of weight to lose. And I did cut my calories pretty low. And I lost 17 pounds the first month, which was outrageous, a lot of weight. But after that, I lost 8 to 10 pounds a month after that.
Okay.
And then it would slow down. Then it was like 8, and then it was like 10 pounds, and then it was like 8, and then six, and it slowed down, you know, the further I got, but 17 pounds. But can you imagine 30 pounds?
Yeah. My boy from Instagram, friend of mine that I actually met, good dude, man. We actually hit it off. My boy Cody, shout out Cody if he ever listens to this. He lost, but he started at a big weight, started at 400 pounds. He lost 140 pounds in 10 months, 14 pounds a month. But the frame of his was large.
Yeah.
But he just dialed in. He said what he did was insane. What he told me is, I was like, damn, bro, you honed in. Gym 2-3 hours a day. Walking. He did a lot. He was building at home as well, like working on top of working out. So he was burning calories like crazy.
Yeah.
But that's impressive.
You know what he did? He set his sights on something. He lasered in and he got that, like you say, that addict's mindset.
Yes.
He stopped at nothing.
Yes.
And let no one get in his way.
Nope.
And he was just like, I'm doing it. I want some people... if you like have your sights laser focused on what you want,
yes,
and you're willing to make the sacrifice because you want it that much faster, you're going to be able to achieve it faster.
Yeah. He's actually, so ever since he changed his body around, he's 2 years in after he transformed himself, he's down to about 258 and he's actually going to compete in his first bodybuilding show in September. I'm proud of him. I said, good job, bro, for the challenge of it. He goes, I don't care how I do. And I told him, doesn't matter how you place or do. You're doing it for the challenge, bro, because you're unlocking a different channel into your brain, like something challenging, man. So I'm proud of you. Good job.
That's awesome. That's crazy. To me, at that point, and based on his journey, just like how I felt when I did my competition, you're winning the minute you step on stage.
That's it. That's a huge... I think I was more nervous than you were. I was nervous for you.
Yeah.
Because I was like, man, I hope she's okay. And I was all concerned because it's scary. You did a big show in front of hundreds of people for your first show. Not a little rinky-dinky auditorium. That thing, Sacramento
it
Convention
Center.
Huge.
It was huge, that show.
Pros everywhere. Real legit seasoned competitors. Your first show and you went for it. So that in itself is a... You conquered that, man. You conquered that battle because that's... I don't know if I could have done. That's tough.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like the minute he steps on stage, then he's already won. Because that's a big deal. A lot of people say they want to do a show, but then they get in prep and they're like, I can't do it. Prep is just too hard. Prep is another level.
Another level. People don't realize that kind of dieting is a whole, that specific dieting, that's a whole nother level.
Yeah. You know what it does though when you do it? It builds your confidence to be able to adhere to any other program because nothing's going to be harder than a prep diet.
That's true. Macros is probably a cakewalk for you. It's still challenging, but compared to that diet.
Yeah.
And you did it. And let the record show, I don't remember the first one. I don't know if we were traveling, but the second time you did the show, we were traveling a lot. Or was it on the first one as well? My brain,
The first one is the one that we were traveling a lot.
Oh, okay. See, I don't remember.
Remember, we went to Vegas for Halloween. I competed the following weekend.
That's right.
And we spent 4 nights in Vegas partying our asses off. I was sober, but partied.
And you watched what you ate the whole time.
Oh, yeah, and worked out, too.
You need to put a picture when you won that costume contest. You smoked everybody.
Oh, yeah. I want to see if I have that.
I think it's somewhere on my phone.
I won a costume contest because I wasn't fair because I was show ready.
And remember one of the girls were pouting and she was all mad and just, she was a lot younger than you too because she knew the promoter or somebody. She knew somebody important in that club.
What happened was she thought she was they were going to give it to her because she knew the promoter.
Yeah.
And it was a big prize.
Yes,
and
it was.
So she thought she was like a plant. She thought, oh, okay, he's going to put me in. I'm just going to automatically win. But the crowd picks the winner.
Yep.
And it was such a clear, and that was what the plan was. This girl was going to get the prize.
Yes.
But I was such a clear winner that they couldn't do it because it was too obvious. Being shady as fuck.
Yeah. She was a little,
I won and I did get my prize money and I still have the bag. I bought my Celine bag with that prize money.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
She was nowhere near shape of you and she was much younger, let the record show.
Yeah.
Decade plus probably.
Yeah. Anyways, good memories. All right, you guys, moving on to this little message from 1UP Nutrition. I just got the new clear protein in the mail. It is the peach rings flavor. Have not actually tried it yet in full transparency, but I wanted to talk to you guys today about the clear protein. The clear protein is such a good way to get your protein in because it's only 80 calories. And 20 grams of whey protein. It's no other product on the market.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to try it, but I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to put my electrolytes, my creatine, that protein with ice, and I'm going to blend it together like a slushy drink. That way, because I like to work out fasted, so that way I got protein in me in the morning, plus my creatine and my electrolytes.
Yeah. I haven't tried the peach rings, but I have the clear protein. I do the green apple one that we got last time. That's the one I've been having. It's really good. I haven't tried that yet. It tastes like a Jolly Rancher.
Dude.
And it does feel different, though. It's not, it's liquid, so it's clear. So it's like a pre-workout type of drink. But it does fill you up. You could tell it's protein. You know what I mean? It has a different feeling to it. But it's good. It's such a great way. Think about this for most of you guys out there. Lopping off 20 grams of protein right in the morning off of your protein goal, it's going to make it so much easier to get your protein in.
Especially for the ladies. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of ladies don't eat enough protein. They struggle. Yeah.
No, I know.
It's something I talked to about my sister when I first got her, kind of like watching her calories and intaking extra protein for her body. She was like, how do you get in so much? So I had to tell her what to do. I said, you got to include a protein shake. There's no other way around it. You must include powder. It's too hard to do it all on food.
Yeah, I definitely recommend it, you guys. And my code saves you 20%. So whatever discounts they're running on the site, if you put in my code Janine at checkout, you get an additional 20% off. So it's a good deal. But I would definitely recommend the clear protein. It's going to be a game changer in reaching your protein goal. It really does help because you're only spending 80 calories to get a 20 gram of protein return on investment. That is like excellent return, as Mike would say.
You stole my words, man. Return on investment. Exactly. We try to teach you like bank account. This is your bank account. This is what you got to spend. Make sure you spend it wisely and get good return on investment. And again, for you ladies that ain't using creatine, you better hop on that train.
Yeah, for sure. All right, you guys, moving on to comment corner.
Let's go. You're gonna drive my ADHD crazy.
Charlotte Tech 9990. Once I was walking and needed to pee, the hot coffee topic got me running home so fast. She's talking about the, because I do that sound. Let me just do it for you guys for fun. This sound. And sometimes I let it go too long and it can make you actually have to go to the bathroom if you hear it.
Damn, the sound actually activated her body to want to go to the bathroom. That's funny. That's you know the trick when you put someone's hand while they're sleeping in cold water?
Yeah.
And it makes them pee?
Uh-huh.
People will piss on themselves in their bed.
I know. That's yeah.
A lot of people don't know about that. It's funny.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, moving on. Andrea Laura 85. Tracking is the only thing that keeps me on track. I hate it, but I've tried to mindfully eat, but it gets away from me as soon as something happens and it triggers me. I go off the rails. I just went through a binge cycle and gained a bunch of body fat back. I'm back to tracking. When I'm focusing on macros, it definitely helps because I focus on protein and I'm not as hungry. Yeah, macros is the boundaries that we need, honestly, to keep us on track. I think so. I think macros are game changing.
Yeah. Look at it like this. Pretend you have an invisible coach. And your coach is going to yell at you when you're not tracking. Like, what the F are you doing? Track. That's it. It keeps you accountable.
Mm-hmm. It does.
That way you know because you can't guess it. It's even as good as we are. And me, I've slipped where sometimes I forgot to put things in. I'm like, uh-oh. I ate more than I thought I ate. Like, oops.
Yeah, like it's crazy how you could totally forget something. Yeah. Oh, my God, I forgot that yeah. I ate that.
Yes.
That's the worst. I hate when that happens, but you know what I love? Yeah. I love when I accidentally log in, like, let's just say I log 2 protein bars, but I only ate 1, and I notice it at the end of the day, and I'm like, oh, I have 200 extra calories. Oh, that's the best.
The little fat girl inside you gets all happy. Yes, we get to eat again. Yay. The pom-poms come out.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, moving on to the next comment. Jillian. Oh, my gosh. Jill Landry, I think, 9839. I love your show. I really enjoy you and Mike's fun, motivating energy. I wanted to tell you about the Yohimbine supplement that works well for me. Yohimbine has made a huge impact on my fat loss. Definitely worth trying if your goal is to burn more fat during your workout sessions. I think studies have shown 3 times more when taken correctly. I just ordered the 1UP Make Her Lean from 1UP. What are your thoughts about this product? Okay. Yohimbine does work, but man, it is very strong. I can't take it. I feel like I'm coming out of my skin when I take it.
You know, when I read that comment, I was like, damn, dude, I totally forgot about that. That comes from my era in the 90s, Yohimbine. Yeah. People used to take that, and I totally forgot about Yohimbine. I thought it was like, again, snake oil. I wasn't sure because of a lot of stuff, but I didn't know it was that good.
Yeah, it does work.
I'm curious.
It does work. And there's this other ingredient. There's one from Gorilla Mind. I have it actually at home because I tried it. It has Yohimbine. And then there's this other ingredient. It starts with an R and I can't think of the name. I actually recommended it to my clients if they want like a really strong appetite suppressant. If they're not sensitive to like stimulants. For me, it does curb my appetite. It makes you not want food, not think about food. But it also makes me feel just like I can't relax.
Really?
I don't like that feeling. I feel cracked out.
I want to try it now. I'm curious. This girl got whoever left that comment, I'm not sure the name, sorry, but I'm curious. You got me curious about it now.
You're sensitive to stuff. You tend to react stronger to things than I do. So I don't know. You could try it. I have a bottle at home, but I don't know. I personally don't like it, but it's worth a try. If you struggle with staying in your deficit and you have a big appetite, it's worth a try. I wish it worked for me. I just can't take it because it just makes me feel sick. Now, the Make Her Lean is also a strong fat burner, but it also has caffeine in it. And if you're sensitive to stimulants, it's not for you. But I do like it and will take that on occasion. I have a bottle of it and I will take it. But again, I don't like to feel,
I know what you mean. You don't want to feel all like jittery and too overstimulated.
Yeah. I like to have my appetite curbed, but I like to feel calm. I like to feel relaxed. I don't like to feel all amped up. I don't like that feeling.
Does it get like heart palpitations?
Yeah. I don't like that feeling.
No, I don't blame you. Reminds me of, sounds like Rip Fuel back in the day. Not today's Rip Fuel. Back in the days, Rip Fuel, the real ephedrine and stuff in there.
Yeah.
I used to pop that, a couple of those, and coffee before the gym. Oh, let me tell you guys, I couldn't, man. I go in there and just for hours straight through, no, nonstop, like a savage.
All right. So now let's talk about building an unbreakable mindset. Hopefully you can help with this topic because I think you have really been good at building a strong mind. I think that's really been your focus, especially in the past couple of years. And I mean, what has helped you think the most in building that unbreakable mindset?
Reading David Goggins' book, especially after it came out of my darkness, after my suicide attempt. That was one. Mm-hmm. Just rebuilding myself after that, because going through that overdose and the addiction to Xanax, that was a tough battle right there, man. That was mm-hmm. like you had a fight with myself, and I overcame that and just flipped the switch and listening to good podcasts, Joe Rogan's inspiration. It's a lot of guys. There's Tony Robbins, just a lot of things out mm-hmm. there. And now lately, the last year or so, obviously Wes Watson was another one. And just, I want to face adversity and conquer mm-hmm. it.
You, quite literally, your mind did break.
It did. I was just talking to my boy Los about that. Like, I broke, dude. Like, I literally broke. I broke, snapped in half. It was done. I didn't want to live anymore. I was done with life.
Yeah, and so
finished.
It has new meaning, I think, when we say building an unbreakable mindset, because yes. that's your goal, right? You want to get your mind in such a way that it can't happen again.
Exactly. That's what it did. It, like, scared me to think, damn, I can't believe I hit rock bottom in mine. I went to right. the bottom. Like, I've yeah. been a lot of places. Prison didn't break me. A lot of stuff. A lot of adversity. But being addicted to Xanax broke me. It mentally broke me. It crumbled me. And it shamed me for a long time. I said, I'm never going to allow that to happen again. So I'm going to build an unbreakable mindset going forward.
Right. That's why I brought up this topic. But it made me, I don't know, to be honest. I had to stop and think, okay, what does help me in terms of building an unbreakable mindset and strengthening your mind? Because your mind can continuously be strengthened. Don't ever think that it stops. It can continue. We can continue to even accumulate brain cells and become smarter, and neuroplasticity and all, like, we can improve those things.
I mean, look what happened to me recently. 2.5 months ago, I had a fucking stroke, you guys. I was scared, had doubt, feared. I was like, damn, I didn't know what to expect. That's all new to me. So I had to dig deep and be like, two things can happen. I can either sulk in my sorrow, get depressed and feel sorry for myself and why me, or I said, all right, man, it's time to bounce back like a champ, like a G, show the world like I got this. Watch this mindset. And that's where I've been on mm-hmm. since then. Like, watch this. I've been bouncing back hard and not letting no obstacles and nothing.
It's a perfect example of you could have gone either way. And to be honest, yeah. if I'm being completely honest, I was worried. I thought, oh, shoot. Because, okay, we got through the stroke. But then I thought the aftermath is going to be bad because you're going to struggle mentally. I was afraid it was going to be another hurdle. Besides the recovery itself from the stroke, I thought the mental hurdle was going to be difficult. Because you could have gone either way. But what did I tell you? I said, use this.
Yeah.
Use this.
Yeah, that's what I did. And it was a struggle. Remember how dizzy spells and I wanted to collapse a few times?
Yeah, that's the physical recovery. That's not what I'm talking about. I was more concerned. I felt like you would be fine physically, but I was concerned about what it was going to do to your emotional well-being, your mental well-being.
I wasn't going to let it break me. Hell, right. Nope. Because I put myself out there. I made myself vulnerable. I posted pictures online of me in the gurney, me in the hospital, me at the most vulnerable state. I still have videos on my phone where mm-hmm. I'm going to post them eventually to show you guys. And I said, nah, man. I know deep down there's some people, or maybe there is, I don't know, but there's always those few that lurk. Maybe they wanted to see that happen. Well, see, he works out too much. See, he does this. He's obsessed. He does this, that, that. People want to blame all the good things.
Oh, I'm sure. I can only imagine. I'm sure there was people out there that had those conversations or those moments. Because there are some people that they like to see other people
fall. Yes, they do.
Yeah.
It makes them feel better.
Yeah.
Because they're weak and their level's low and their frequency's mm-hmm. low. Mm-hmm. Like, look, now he's coming back down to earth.
Yeah.
Watch this.
But what they don't realize is that for someone like you, the more adversity you go through, the yep. stronger you get.
Yes, that's true. Very true.
Yeah.
Exactly. I need that. Because when I'm too comfortable, I'm stuck. I'm stuck in my own head. I'm stuck in my own thoughts. Mm-hmm. I'm stuck in the mud. I'm stagnant. I'm not going nowhere in life. But when I face adversity, it does. It makes me stronger. It's weird. It's yeah. like I need it in my life.
Yeah. It's like what you were saying, the inflict adversity. So what you mean by that is because not everybody goes through these horrible life-changing times. So then what do? If the way to strengthen your mind and be successful in all those things, build mental toughness, is to overcome adversity, what do you do if you're not faced with adversity, then you must inflict adversity.
Yes. And there's a saying, or how did my boy say it online? He said, how are you going to know you're ready for anything in life if you've never faced adversity? Mm-hmm. You're just living in comfort. And when things get too hard, you're just going to crumble. You're going to go in a little shell and hide in the corner. Nah, you can't do that, man. So that's why you got to do the hard things in life. The uncomfortable. Wake up early in the morning. Go hit the gym. Go on walks. Eat your macros. Track your macros. Things that are hard, you must do. That's the only way in life. Because, again, when you are faced with adversity, what do you think is going to happen? 9 out of 10 times, you guys are going to crumble. You're not going to be able to handle it.
And that's the answer right there. That's the answer to the question is, how do you build mental toughness? By inflicting adversity. Don't wait for it. We don't want bad things to happen.
Of course not.
So how do you inflict adversity? You do inflict it by pushing yourself to do the hard things. Like for me personally, it's building confidence in my capabilities by keeping promises and that I tell myself, keeping promises to myself.
Yeah.
So for example, stupid little things, but it's those little things that add up over time. Hey, you know what? I'm not going to eat chips for the next month. And then when I truly adhere to that and don't eat chips, I built confidence in my ability to follow through.
Yeah, you build up your willpower.
Right.
What's it called again? That thing in the front of our brain?
Anterior cingulate cortex.
Anterior cingulate cortex. Yes. Look that up, you guys. It's pretty dope. Andrew, we learned that from Dr. Andrew Huberman.
Yeah. So small, by giving yourself small challenges, this is what I think. This is my recommendation to build that mental toughness and build that fortitude. Give yourself small challenges constantly. Do it constantly. Even the tiniest little things, like let's call it micro goals.
Yeah.
Set micro goals.
Yes.
Like I'm going to drink 20 ounces of water within the next 15 minutes.
Yep.
I'm going to, I don't know, just constantly challenging yourself all day long with little micro goals. I think because when you accomplish them, for one, it helps with the reward system in the brain, but then you're also building confidence in your abilities. So when you start setting the bigger goals, you are like, shoot, you know what? Like I can do this because I'm confident in myself because I did all those other things. I didn't eat chips for however long. I stopped drinking alcohol. I started waking up at 5 a.m., then 4 a.m.,
Yep.
You're building confidence, and it's through that confidence that you build the toughness. It's like it goes hand in hand.
So all the hard things that you thought were impossible, oh, that's too hard. I couldn't possibly do that. All of a sudden become a possibility. Oh, wow, I could do that.
Yeah.
Even you with waking up early. Remember? I was getting up at 4 a.m. way before. Yeah. You're like, no, babe, I'm not down with that savage hour. 5 a.m. is perfectly fine for me. And all of a sudden you got a dog and she started forcibly waking you up 3:30, 3:45, mm-hmm. and now it's autopilot. Now you do it without even a second thought. It's nothing.
Yeah.
It doesn't even faze you no more.
No.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just like that. You got pushed into it.
Yeah.
Basically. Sometimes you got to get pushed into adversity too.
You got to
push yourself into adversity. You must.
You do. And it's those things that are, and I think that we need to stop automatically like putting up barriers.
Yes.
If something makes you really uncomfortable and someone tells you, hey, you need to do this, you go, oh, I can't do that. Like right away, you don't even think about it. You just immediately say, nope, I can't do that.
I've been guilty of that, especially when it comes to technology and stuff.
Uh-huh,
I hate
you
it,
are.
But I'm getting better at it, getting more comfortable, more confident because I'm doing it. Even when we first talked in the podcast, I didn't want to do it. I was like, nah, what do I want to do that for? I was already putting up a barrier.
Yeah.
So stop putting up barriers, you guys. I'm telling you, look at your life, look at yourself, stare at yourself in the mirror long and hard and say, man, what barriers am I putting up? And I need to conquer those barriers. You could do it. Everybody could do it. I said this, you're already here. You already won at the gift of life. Billions of cells already fought to get to the egg.
Mm-hmm.
And you won to live. So you already have that beast and that war inside of you. You just got to wake it up. Everybody has it. Everybody. We don't have special genetics or special powers. We just do the hard things in this life. That's it. That's all I got to do.
Another thing I was thinking is stop being so conservative with what you think you're capable of.
Yeah, true that.
People are too conservative. And I think it comes from two things. It comes from fear of not wanting to fail.
Yeah, true. Yep.
And then it just comes with comfort. Because they automatically default to what they're already used to doing because that's what they're comfortable with. So wanting to stay comfortable and then fear of failing. So people, that's why people are conservative, even with their goals, right? They're conservative with their goals because number one, they're comfortable. They're like, oh, I've been that weight before. So that's my goal weight because I've been there before. I'm comfortable with that. And then they also, they know they've been there before. So they think that they can probably get there again. But God forbid they set a goal that they've never been to before because they're afraid of failing and that makes them uncomfortable.
Exactly. So they go hand in hand. You see that? Mm-hmm. So you defeat yourself mentally. You tell yourself you can't. And you got to change your vocabulary and tell you, I can and I will and I believe. It's all about self-belief. That's what it comes down to. Mm-hmm. You got to believe you can do it.
And I also say stop being a don't try. We talk about adversity, right? You've been through adversity. I have. Yes. You especially. Instead of becoming a victim, use it as a strength.
Yeah.
Use it as a platform.
Yeah.
That's what I said. Kris Jenner, that shit. Yes. What'd I tell you? I remember we were in the hospital and I was vlogging that day, but I asked you, I said, hey, should I film this? How do you feel about that? You're like, yeah, fuck it. Let's film it.
I don't care.
I asked to make sure you were comfortable, but then because one of the biggest regrets, and I know we've talked about it before, but I'm going to sound like a broken record. There could be new people here. One of the biggest regrets I have of going through your experience with the overdose and the mental break is that we didn't document it.
No.
Nothing was documented.
No.
And you always say to me, I wish I had video. I wish you would have filmed me. I wish we would have been documenting it. I would love to see it now in hindsight.
What I look like.
Yeah, like in the hospital and all those things. And I wish I had. Because you were in such a fog that you just have to trust me when I tell you what it was like because you don't even remember.
No, I don't remember nothing. Even when I called you. I don't even know how I remember your number. You're like, I sound like a little kid. Like, I called you. You're like, of course you called me. I'm on the phone. I didn't realize it, though. Like a little, like my, it's like my brain reverted back to being a little kid.
Yeah. Oh, you were a child. Because you were in the mental institution for some days.
Yep.
And they wouldn't let me. I couldn't see you more than once a day or something like that. And so my phone rang, and it was a random number. And I pick it up, and you're like, hi. I'm like, Mike, you're like, I called you. That's how you sounded. I called you like a little kid when he's calling his mom when she's at work.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, how did you remember my number? How in the hell did you remember my number?
I don't even know. Isn't that crazy?
It's so crazy.
Through all that, I went through the overdose and everything was, I don't remember getting picked up by the ambulance at the motel. I don't remember nothing. The hospital, nothing, zero.
But I remember your thought number. I thought your brain was all at this time, you guys, you have to understand my thought process. I had no idea. I thought this was a permanent mental state that he was in. I thought he was now infantile, that he just had a complete break, mental break, and it was not coming back. Because also when I went to see you and the counselor, or whatever, came out to ask me some questions, and he says, Mike tells me that you work at Netflix. And I'm like, oh my God. He's lost years of memory because you were saying a job that I had maybe, 7 years prior? I'm like, oh my gosh, he doesn't remember.
I don't know why I said Netflix.
I thought that maybe you lost your memory. I was a wreck. But it was just so crazy. But anyways, going back to what I even brought that up for was because I wish we had documented it because you don't really have memories of a lot of that stuff.
No.
And we use that to help people. We use it to share your experience. And you used it as the experience. You use it to build your fortitude and your mental toughness now.
Yes.
Going through that experience has made you stronger.
I didn't even think I was going to come out of it. I remember we'd go on walks and you're like, one day you're going to be able to talk about this. It's when you kept hammering me about a podcast, and then one day you'd be able to tell your story and talk about this. And I was like, who's going to want to hear about this? I didn't realize that it's important for people to hear about this. A lot of people are breaking. A lot of suicide is high right now. Mm-hmm. Super high.
Mm-hmm.
High African-Americans around, too. I just saw something about that. It's sad.
Yeah.
It's because the hardships they have through society. It's just sad all the way around. A lot of men are just breaking. I don't know how. I'm not a woman, so I don't know women. But people are just breaking mentally, man. And they need to hear some positive stuff. And somebody's gone through stuff that could relate.
Yeah, because it's really easy for some doctors or whatever who's never been through anything. They're living exactly. behind their in their beautiful home with their beautiful cars and their perfect life. And they, when they give you advice, you're like, okay, what do you know?
Yeah.
You haven't been through what I've been through.
Exactly.
I also think people automatically associate when you say strength, building toughness, building strength, they're thinking of muscles and strong.
Nope.
But it also, building strength, actually, the best way to do that is to identify what your biggest weaknesses are and work on those weaknesses.
You sound like Charles Glass.
Who's that?
I'll tell you right now. Charles Glass was he's famous trainer to a lot of the bodybuilders, 80s, 90s. He's still around to this day. And what he would do, and I took a piece of advice from him because I was reading something about him. And he's like, too many guys in the bodybuilding industry work on their strengths too much. He goes, the way he does it is he looks at your weaknesses and we work on those. Forget your strengths. You already have that. Let's work on your weaknesses. And the same thing, I apply it to martial arts, to like what I have a hard time like doing when I'm training martial arts. Like I'm trying to work on my weaknesses.
That's a gem.
It is.
That's a gem. That's so true.
I didn't realize that.
Right?
I took that.
Because yes. Notice, like, for example, on the gym example, men who avoid their legs because they do their biceps or whatever because they're good at that. It's big. They love those body parts. They want to look in the mirror, but they avoid their legs because their legs need work.
Yes.
But I think in general, we tend to avoid the things that we're not good at because we don't want to feel like failures. But the biggest way to build strength is to strengthen the weaknesses.
And guess what? When you strengthen the weaknesses, comes a whole boatload of confidence.
Yep. So like for you, right? When you thought book smarts and studying was your weakness. So what happened when you pushed through and built that strength and studied for NASM?
Yeah.
And became certified? Yep. You weren't confident in your ability. But no. After you passed that and you passed it and you... It was easy for you.
Yeah, you're not going to lie, it was. And that's a hard test for a lot. Most fail that test.
What happened? You built strength and yes. You built confidence and you built true. Confidence in your ability to do that again.
Yes.
And now a test and an exam and some new credentials, because you're focusing now on your nutrition credential, doesn't scare you.
No.
Like
not
it
like
did.
Not like it used to. Because I created that as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I told myself I wasn't book smart. I wasn't this. Tests would get me nervous. Of course they'd get me nervous. I didn't study for them. I didn't put in the work. I didn't apply myself. Mm-hmm. I didn't pay attention to class. I didn't know I had ADHD. I couldn't sit still. Things bored me. If I wasn't passionate, if I'm not passionate about something, I'm bored. I'm ready. I'm next. I'm on mm-hmm. move. Out of here.
Yeah.
But when I applied myself studying with you and the way we did it, the day that test came, I wasn't nervous one bit at all. It was crazy. It's the most confident I've ever been in taking a test in my whole life as an adult, a lot older man too.
That must have been a good feeling to start. You're like, what the heck? This is easy. Because it wasn't easy, by the way. If you guys have...
You were scared.
Because it's hard. It is hard. But you knew that you had good... I mean, you'd passed it once before, many years ago. And you had a lot of working knowledge of working out and all of that. However, it's difficult. Like, it is a very difficult exam. It's timed. It's difficult.
Yep.
The textbook and the practice questions have nothing to do with the questions on the test. They're completely different, worded completely different. They are worded to trip you up. So it's not some small feat that you passed that and did so well.
Yeah.
And you did it fast. You called me so fast that I thought, oh my God, how is he done with that test already?
Quick. And I knew I passed.
Yeah.
Before I was even, right when I'd done, I hit done, I knew I passed. It wasn't like, oh shit, do I think I passed? I knew it 100%. And I think I scored high. They don't tell you his test scores, but I think I scored at least in the high 80s.
Yeah. Easy, if you had that confidence, I'm sure you did.
Yeah. Let it out.
Why are you busting me out? I took the camera off of me so that people wouldn't see.
What time you been up? So I got to sleep a little longer than you. But what time you been up since?
3:30.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm tired. It's 3 o'clock now. 12 and a half hours I've been up. But I've been up. I worked this morning.
You went to class?
I went to Orange Theory. I had a client live. And then I have this. And I'm hungry.
Yeah.
But yeah, mental toughness.
We're keeping it real with our people. We're not trying to fake nothing. We're not always perfect and... She's not always upbeat. I'm just happen to be a little more upbeat because I crushed a workout today. I don't know. I'm on a different kind of high. I'm just feeling good.
It's the tank top. You're just feeling good in your tank top.
Maybe, I guess so. I'm feeling jacked. No, but it does feel good when you get young guys half my age compliment me. I'm fucking like I could be your dad, bro. Like, I'm 49. You're half my age. And it's crazy because you see dudes half my age, and I don't want to be mean to them. 20-some-year-olds wearing the same tank top, but their guts are out to here. It's like, kid, you're half my age. You should be more ripped than me. You see the problem? Mm-hmm. A lot of young people they're not applying themselves.
Did someone compliment you, though?
Yeah, always. I always get a dude or two come up to me in the gym. The other day, I had some kid follow me from the other city sports I was at, follow my Instagram.
Okay, so you notice the difference between men and women would never do that.
Probably because you guys are, I wonder if it's just insecurity, confident, or it's just too much pride. I don't know,
but I've never had someone come up to me and say, oh my God,
yeah,
like, you're so fit or whatever. I've complimented outfits. Or yeah. Nails. Actually, I've gotten compliments on my nails before.
Yeah.
Or like.
I wonder why that is, why women don't compliment each other.
Not like that. Not like bro. Like,
bros,
you guys,
are different.
You guys are bros are different.
They'll go like this. Or like, damn, your tattoos are sick, homie. Like, I like
your lot.
Name. I get that
like
a lot.
Like, every day when we're out, someone stops you and comments about your tattoos or something.
Yeah. That I get a lot.
Or when you guys are driving and you're complimenting each other's cars. Like, women do not do that.
Or like when we pull up on a muscle car.
Yeah, and you guys are like, yeah, nice car, man. And you're like, suddenly you're like bros.
Yeah.
Women are just so different.
Yeah, I wonder why you guys compete with each other too damn much?
I don't feel like I compete with other women.
No, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just pride, ego. I don't know. I'm not a woman. I don't know why you guys don't do that.
I don't know. It's just different. Because it's like the same with the dogs too, right? The boy dogs. The girl, like a bunch of girl dogs don't get along.
Hell no, there'll be a fight.
They fight a lot, but boy dogs can all settle in and get along.
But see, here's the difference. Say you walk into the room, you could be the alpha female, and there'll be other females that think they're the alpha. They think they are, and they don't want to bow down because their ego or their pride leads them to believe. I walk into a room with dudes. It doesn't matter if they have more money than me. I'm the alpha in that room, and they know it, and I know it. You know what I'm saying?
And they will allow that.
They know it, and I know it. Just because of how I grown up, where I've been, and just the energy that I present. They know by the look in my eye, by the energy. It has nothing to do with my body. It's just what I'm radiating. Mm-hmm. And then they find out I train with pro fighters. I do more. Then they're like, oh, shit, this dude's like a whole nother level.
I have a question. Do all women walk into a room, and they all think they're an alpha? Because I think I am an alpha. But do all women think they're an alpha?
Look at the shows you watch. Look at all those, they're always cackling with each other.
Because they're all fighting for position.
Every fucking housewife show you watch are always arguing. None of them throw blows. But you see the men doing it? There might be a man or two that might want to fight for position, but rarely. Usually they know someone in that group's the alpha.
Yeah, you're right.
And when you're the alpha, they know that you're the alpha. They don't have the confidence enough to step to the alpha. You know what I'm saying? Because we do things differently. We'll do the man dance if that's what it comes down to.
You guys will do the man dance, and then you'll be friends after.
Yes. I've done that plenty of times.
That is the weird thing.
I beat many dudes up, and we become friends
after. You're one of your best friends. You guys fought on the playground or something like that, right?
Uh-huh. Many that's times. Crazy. Fought many dudes.
And so different.
Yeah.
Men are from Mars. Women are from Venus.
We need to earn respect. That's why. I got to earn yours. You got to earn mine. So we got to tune each other up to see who's what. That's just the way it is. It's crazy. It's crazy the way
you
got to
tune each other up.
And it's like that in prison, too. There's a lot of dudes walking around think they're alphas. And you're like, I never walked around thinking I was the alpha. But I also walked around knowing I can hold my own and handle myself if need be. You know, I always let dudes know. I give them the look in there. Like, I'm not the one. Like, if you want to go find out, we can find out. You have to hold your ground like that in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way it is. That's just how it is in manhood.
I guess it's different for women, but it's like that for all species too. The men, the way boys are with girls. And that's why if you're going to have multiple dogs, it's better that they're boys. Like we have all boy dogs and then one girl.
Yes.
But you can't have multiple female dogs or there's going to be a lot of conflict.
No, well, think about this. And not to get off topic, but think about in the wild, the lion. There's the lion who runs the pack.
Mm-hmm.
The male, he's in charge. The female follow, he's in charge. Think about gorillas. There's the biggest silverback, the toughest one.
Mm-hmm.
He's the leader of that pack. He's the alpha. There might be a younger one that will come try him, but then he lets him know, smashes him, and lets everybody know, I'm the one. And that's how it is with dogs, too, if you think about it.
Uh-huh.
If you get a pack of dogs, like wolves, wolves are the same way. They're pack dogs. There's always that one alpha.
Yeah.
And if you try him, he's going to smash you and let everybody know, I'm the one. Try it again and see what happens. So you see, it's crazy. It's not just humans. It's also
it's so interesting.
An animal species as well.
Man, we got off topic.
I know we did.
But that's okay. That's what we do best. And
yes.
What better time to say join us on the after show than now, because the after show is on Patreon and it's called Off Topics. All right, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Candidly with Coffee. We really appreciate you guys and we will see you on the next one. And if you are on Patreon, join us for the after show. Just go pee.